soul to soul, and spirit to spirit. Blessings. I'm going to ask you now to close your eyes and come with me into the Master's statement. Of myself, I am nothing. The Father within, He doeth the works. Take a moment and look at yourself with your eyes closed. You see yourself? Here you are, a human being. You have this body. Most of the times when you look out, you can see past your nose and look down and see your form, your body. And you know that it is male or female, and you know that it is so many years of age, has this characteristic or that one, perhaps this good quality or that bad quality. And it moves around, you move around in the daytime and go to work and perhaps take care of the house. It interacts with these people in your immediate vicinity, your family members. Perhaps on the job with your co-workers. If you have a spiritual fellowship, you interact with those people. You see yourself moving through these different situations, in these different areas of your life. And perhaps you have certain goals. Maybe you are trying to save a certain amount of money so you can purchase that item or perhaps get a house. And so you have, maybe you have a savings account. And you see your life, the different areas, some you've developed and done quite well with. Other areas perhaps you need to grow or you need to change. You see how you interact with your spouse or your partner or your children or your grandchildren. Some things you do pretty good and some areas we need to grow in. You see that life? You see your life? You live at this particular address. You have this particular apartment or house. You live on this street. You live in this city, this town. Or perhaps you live in the country at this particular address, but it is your life. It's your individual life. Maybe you've accomplished certain things. Maybe you've achieved a certain position. Maybe you've completed a certain level of college. You have a certain level of education, don't you? And if you've done any searching or looking at yourself, you recognize that you have a certain amount of conditioning. we have certain expressions where we say that the red-headed person has a fiery temperament. We might say that the Nordic type person is a leader. We say that people that are kind of plump are usually jolly. And as you look at your life, you recognize that you have certain traits. Maybe your family, your background. You were raised to be religious, and so you have this belief or that belief. You were raised to be an overachiever, and so you've accomplished much. You might have a six-figure income or even a seven-figure income. Perhaps you are a type A personality, an aggressive go-getter. All these things make up your life. You see it. See it? Get a sense of it. Feel that life. You see that individual life? Now, as you look at that, I want you to recognize something right now. That life that you are living, that life is nothing. I, of my own life, am nothing. That's a mental image. That's an image created by the five physical senses interpreted in the mind. That life had a beginning way back there when you were first born and coming up 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, starting school. That life was not made by God. And that which was not made by God was not made. That personal sense of life, that material sense of living, has no existence. The only place where it exists is between your ears. It has no externalized reality. Just as the insane person lives in an insane world, no one can see that world because it has no external existence. It's taking place in the insane mind. And now this life that you have been living, that you are sensing and looking at right now, this life has no external existence. It exists as a mental image, not in time or space, but as a mental image. And everything attached to it, all the qualities, all the traits, have no existence in reality. And there is no reality in that personal sense of existence. God did not make that. That was not made. you have been living in a mental image. Ah, but now, here comes one that is awakened, that has stepped out of that mental image, is not bounded in the mind. And this one says to you, awake, thou that sleepest, thou that dreameth, awake, and realize that the Father within, He doeth the works. That this mental image appears to live, and yet Christ lives right where that mental image is appearing. And so the question becomes, how do we awaken out of this mental image? Some of us have been living it for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. But the Christ says, awaken out of your dream life. First thing is to recognize that this mental image is not a life at all. It is a fabrication. It is a misinterpretation. It is a false sense of life. Let us stop trying to patch up this false sense of life. Let us not try to fix it, improve it, change it, repair it, heal it. Do you know that if you pray to God to heal this personal sense of self, this mental image of a life, that God doesn't know what you're talking about? God is too pure to behold a personal sense of self. God looks and God sees God everywhere. And God cannot enter your illusion, your fabrication of a life. So let us stop trying to get God to fix, improve, or change this mental image. Let us once and for all time recognize we have been living in a mental image. And as a mental image, it is nothing. Nothingness. And with that recognition should come the ability to stop trying to funnel or channel God into that mental image. It should bring the realization that prayer has nothing to do with bringing God into that mental image, into that life. Because it's not a life. It's just as if somebody were hypnotized into believing that the flowers in the flower pot were snakes weaving back and forth. And the person is hypnotized, so focused on the snakes, so afraid, that they come to a person and say, please, please get rid of those snakes. Chop their heads off, kill them. Do something. Drown them. You look over there and those are flowers. What is he talking about? What is she talking about? those are flowers. Perhaps you try to reason with them. Those are flowers. No. What are you talking about? Those are not flowers. Can't you hear them? Don't you hear the rattle? The hissing? Look out, he almost got you. If you've ever had dealings with somebody that was having DTs, delirium tremens, somebody that had a drinking problem, you would know what that feels like, because I had experience with someone that had delirium tremens, and they were seeing huge spiders with human heads walking around, and they asked me to get rid of the spiders, and I did just like we talked about, and I tried to tell them that there are no spiders, and for a minute they said, yes, I guess you're right, and then, oh, but look out, and pretty soon they were standing on the desk, get their legs off the floor so the spiders wouldn't get them. Of course, there was no spiders there. This is exactly what it's like when you go to God with your prayer that He fix something in your life. You are hypnotized into believing that this thing, this personal sense of self that you look down and see past the nose, that you see interacting with other personal senses of selves, that you see in time and space, that you see that has this problem and that problem, this is the same thing. You go to Christ, you go to God, you go to Buddha, and you say, please, remove this problem. Please. And God sees no snakes. God sees no spiders. God sees itself everywhere. God is too pure to behold your personal life. And it's a total waste of time to go to God and ask God to do something for that life. That's not prayer at all. That's simply showing that you're hypnotized. Well then, what are we to do? Once more, we are reminded that we are to put off mortality. We are to put on immortality. That mortal sense of self was not made. And we hear this over and over and over, but we need to hear it over and over and over, because we get away from it, and what happens? We're immediately hypnotized again. And you might not be hypnotized into seeing bad. It might not be snakes. It might not be spiders. It might be a beautiful body. A beautiful woman, a handsome man. It might be a beautiful garden. It might be a lovely house, a fabulous car, a $10 million lottery winner. You can be just as hypnotized by the good. Good is not God. Bad is not God. They are both part of that mental image. And so I don't care if you're seeing a good life. If it's a personal life, it is still a mirage. And so we are told to die to that self. And how do we do that? The first thing is to see within yourself, like you are doing now, that this is nothing but a mental image. Not created by God, it was not made, according to John. And therefore, I am going to stop trying to patch it up. I'm going to stop praying to God, hoping I can pull God into that dream and have some sort of miracle. I have been told enough times to CC from man whose breath is in his nostrils. All of that man. We are not going to get rid of the evil, the bad pictures, and hang on to that personal sense of life as a good life. We are to cease completely from any personal sense of life. I of myself am nothing. It is the Father that lives its life. The Father within, He doeth the works. I in the midst of thee, I live the life. We are to put off this mortal dream. We are to put on immortality. And so the very first thing that needs to happen is we need to cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Every time that we come into meditation, the very first thing we must recognize is that this mental image of a personal self has no external reality. It is a mental image. I am not going to patch it up. I am not going to fix it. I'm not going to ask God to do anything about it. I am not going to change it. I am not going to overcome it. I am not going to dissolve it. I am going to let it go. I am going to stand right here in my very own consciousness. And I am going to ask for one thing and one thing only. Father, reveal thyself. Reveal thy presence. Reveal thy life. Reveal thy spirit as individual being. Christ says, God is a spirit. And so you are that spirit. God is not male. God is not female. God is a presence. God is it. You are it. The truth about you is the truth about God, because God and you are one. All that God is, you are. And so the life right where you are, right where this mental image has been appearing, I am in the midst of thee. And I in the midst of thee am God. And that which I am is that which you are. I am an infinite presence. And I, my infinite presence, am living my life. I, in the midst of thee, am living my life. The Father within thee is living itself. Infinite Spirit is living itself everywhere. Infinite Spirit, does it need fixing, repairing, patching, healing? We do not need a healing. We need to step out of the mental image that appears to need a healing. We need to rest and watch as God reveals its perfect self. We need to, with our spiritual discernment, look and recognize the truth that God itself is living itself as itself infinitely. and rest in that. The Father within, He doeth the works. And that life lives in a temple not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. The only life that exists, the only life that is real, the only life that is externalized and internalized and everything-ized is that invisible life. God is a spirit. This is a spiritual universe. And I am spiritual being now. I am the song of the bird. I am the voice that speaks these words. I am the invisible presence that flows into you now. I am the presence that flows. I am the presence that receives. I am one. I have all knowledge. There is never a moment or a time where I need to be instructed on how to be spirit. Yes, this is a spiritual universe made in my image and likeness. It needs no repair. Here in the silence of your being, and silence we understand now to mean no effort to do anything about a personal life. In this silence, in this withdrawing from a personal sense of self, I begin to function. Actually, I am always functioning, but in this silence, as you are not focused, as you are not hypnotized on a personal sense of life, you are awakening to my functioning. Your focus is lifted away from the mental image, and you become aware of my spirit functioning you. Little Paul, when he recognized, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth my life, was coming into the same awareness. And so you are equal with that awareness. He is not greater than you. You are not greater than him. You too are one. And the awareness that he had is now your awareness. And now you know, the personal sense of self does not live, but Christ's spirit lives in and as you. Omniscience means that you can relax. I know what to do. Omnipresence means that you are not limited in a box of time and space. You do not exist in a parenthesis. Behold, you have stepped out of the parenthesis. You live in eternity. Everywhere and every when at the same time, and that time is now. Omnipotence means that I of you, the spirit living itself, is the only power maintaining and sustaining itself. It does not maintain and sustain your little mental image. And so cease trying. Drop that. I function myself. In a moment ye stop thinking about that. In a moment ye think not, I am come. You are consciously putting off your own sense of mortality and consciously putting on your immortality, my immortality, God's immortality. And the Father within you does this work. It never was your responsibility. Your job is simply to recognize, wait a minute, this is a personal sense of self again. And that has no, well, that's not a life at all. I turn away from it. I take my mind off of it. I am not hypnotized by it. I turn and gaze at the Father within. That life is nothing. But the Father within works and works quickly. And works now, in this moment of awareness. This is consciously putting off mortality and putting on immortality. And you can do this in your meditations, and you can do this while moving around. You can do this while you work. You can do this while you sleep. This is the way that you awaken out of a personal sense of self and come into your true identity as the impersonal Father, the Spirit itself, living itself as itself, infinitely, eternally, immortally. And this awareness is your permanent dispensation. It is your life eternal. And before this mental image was ever manufactured, put together, that is before the world was, I gave you this immortal life. I, God, within you, gave you my life. And so it's not something you have to learn, something you have to earn, something that you have to struggle for. It's already yours. And the way to it is in the Master's statement. I of myself am nothing. The Father within, he lives his life. Now, take a moment and go into the feeling, into the sensing of this immortal life that is you. Christ Jesus tells us, the man who came down from heaven is the man who goes up, ascends into heaven. You see, you're not really going anywhere. There is no place to go to. You are simply making the inner shift from a material sense of living to a spiritual consciousness of your own immortality. It is an inner work. Take this meditation we have had today and repeat it in your own way. The words are not important. What is important is you gain the consciousness of recognition that the personal sense of life was not made, needs no fixing, needs only to be put off, to be dropped. And the impersonal spiritual sense of existence is the only life that is. And all that is necessary is to rest in it. And it then becomes you. You are it. And it is you. And this practicing, putting off mortality, putting on immortality, practicing this consciously, make this your work. Then you shall see that all of these so-called human problems don't get fixed, but rather the entire sense of humanhood is dissolved, and the spiritual universe and the spiritual grace and spiritual harmony and spiritual life and spiritual being and spiritual law and spiritual love and spiritual consciousness lives itself as your experience. Then shall you find that somehow you have stepped into heaven. You have stepped out of the hell of a human sense of existence and into the heaven, your own heaven of Christ consciousness, here and now. You have made the transition, stepped out of the parenthesis and into eternity. You have died to that which you thought you were. You have died to your Adam dream life, to awaken to your own immortality. This transition is nothing more than eating of the tree of life, which when you eat thereof, you will live forever. Once upon a time, somewhere, somehow, somewhen, you ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and immediately manufactured a personal sense of life. Now, after that weary journey, you have returned again to the garden, which has always been within you. Remember the tree planted in the midst? It has always been within you, and now in this way, just exactly as we are realizing here today, we in this way are eating of the tree of life. Real life, God life, spiritual life, invisible life, incorporeal spiritual Christ life, living itself as itself and externalized as your, well, as the one life, divine. This is your face. This is your body. Now do you understand what he meant when he said, eat this body, eat my body, drink my blood? He was talking about taking and eating that life, that spiritual life, which is yours, putting it on, being one with it. This is the lifeblood. And so, this immortal spiritual life is your body. Your body is infinite and eternal. This Christ life is your face. Your face is divine. This Christ consciousness is your consciousness. It is the only mind you have. The mind that was in Christ Jesus. Omniscience. Yes, God is a spirit, and you are a spirit. And only that spirit is living, and only that spirit is life. Whenever you are tempted to see anybody, anyone, anywhere, as a personal sense of life, whether you see them as a good sense of life or a bad sense of life, now you know what to do, don't you? You know to come within here, in your inner temple, and recognize that this personal sense of life is not life at all. And then drop it. And invite the one Christ life, the one spiritual life, the Father within, God, to reveal its life. This will make you appear to be a healer. But now we know the truth, don't we? You're not a healer. There are no healers. In the entire spiritual kingdom, there is not one healer. There is only this inner consciousness that looks out and sees itself. And itself is what expresses. And anything else dissolves, just as the darkness dissolves at the coming of the sun. There has never been one single healing, because there has never been one single life that needed to be healed. That was all a dream. But now you are hearing the Master's call. Awake, thou that sleepest, and I shall give thee life, my life, eternal life. Spiritual life. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee. And this thee is your own spiritual life, infinite life. Begin practicing this, let's say twice a day, more if you feel pushed to do so, consciously putting off this mortal mental image, consciously resting back in the infinite spiritual life, living itself as itself infinitely. Do this consciously, and come into the joy of your Lord. Come into the awareness of the place that has been prepared for you. I go to prepare a place for you. This new consciousness is that place. This new consciousness is the New Jerusalem. And I looked and beheld, and the world rolled up like a scroll. And I beheld New Jerusalem. Makes sense now, doesn't it? In this meditation, in this transformation within, this mental image rolls up like a scroll. And now you look and behold, the new Jerusalem appears. A new heaven and a new earth, and they are one. Oh, do you not feel this presence with me right now? And so this meditation has the seal of approval from our Father. This place has been prepared for us. Thus does the Father love you, that He would give you His Self. Your life is infinite. Your life is eternal. Your life is immortal. Your life is divine. Your life is God. God, glorify thyself with the glory that we had with thee before the world was. Glorify thyself. Glorify thy expression. Even the rocks and stones rejoice. Because all is God, and God is all. Can you feel me? Do you feel Him? God is in the rhythm of God, the Spirit of God, the presence of the Most High. God itself, living itself, as itself, infinitely. My peace I leave with you. Let your joy remain full. In the world you had tribulation, but now you have dropped that mental image, and behold, I, within you, have overcome the world. Receive now the blessings of the Father.